Well, hello, superstars, and welcome back to a very special bonus edition of the Word Up podcast. Today, I am joined by Ron Trujillo. Ron is running for mayor of Santa Fe, and I was so excited to get to drop in with Ron around his priorities, his vision for a thriving, unified, abundant Santa Fe, and how things are going to go when he wins by a landslide. Heads up, we did have a little bit of tech interference during our short but sweet conversation. Alas, none of it lasted too long, so I thank you for your patience and understanding for the momentary glitches that color our otherwise inspiring conversation. Before we dive in, I am reminding you to click that subscribe button, to like, to share, to comment, to send this video to at least three friends, especially if you live here in Santa Fe. And also reminding you to sign up for my newsletter at dannykatz.com, because it is the very best way to ensure that you and me and all of us get to stay in touch. All right, today's conversation is short and sweet. This one is a bonus for all of us. Buckle up and prepare to enjoy my conversation with Ron Trujillo. Ron Trujillo, hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. I love seeing your signs up all over town.
Yeah, we've got them pretty much in every corner of Santa Fe, which is good.
It's great. It's great. I'm so impressed. And I want to know everything about your campaign, about what inspired you to run for mayor, and definitely your vision for a thriving Santa Fe.
Most definitely. Well, you want, I'll start right now. Well, you know, born and raised here. I care about this city. You know, you have to have stake in this community, you know, if you want to make a change. And back when I ran for city council back in 2006, I was a coach at the time, coaching double ABC soccer, you know, basketball, you know, you name it, I was coaching it. And I just saw the disrepair that our parks were in. And, you know, that's what motivated me to run for city council. I said, you know what, if I want to make a change, I've actually got to be out there making those decisions. And I think everybody remembers that's still the closest race in the history of Santa Fe. I won by 2 votes.
So, wow.
Yeah. So I try to tell everybody, your every vote counts. So it's important that you exercise your right and you vote. And, you know, I was able to go on the council, you know, and 2 years later, I passed the parks bond, got the parks upgraded, you know. So I was very fortunate that, you know, my platform that I ran on, I was able to go in there and get it done, along with other things as well on the city council. You know, kids are important to me. You know, I we created the fishing derby, which is good for kids. Unfortunately, this administration doesn't think it's important. They haven't had it in a few years, but you know, these are the things, family values. These are the things I want to bring back to the city of Santa Fe. You know, I want to bring true leadership back also to the mayor's office. To me, that's what's lacking in the mayor's office right now is leadership. And, you know, without a good leader, it all trickles down, you know, down to the to everyone at the city. And, you know, I want to just bring back that culture where back when I was on the council, people were happy to work at the city. People loved working at the city. That's the kind of culture I want to bring back to the city. Is, you know what, this is a place I want you to start working. And hopefully, you know, 25 years later, you'll end your career here. 30 years later, I think that's what it is now. Yeah, so it's 30 years, you know, for your retirement. But that's the whole culture, you know, I want to bring back. And, you know, I'm retired, and being there, I've been retired these last 8 years has allowed me to look back and see what's happening in this community. You know, prior to that, you know, I was working for the DOT, also on the city council. You know, when you take a break and you know, you're not involved anymore, you see other things that are happening in this community. And, you know, I think everybody knows I'm more of a, you know, back to basics. So, you know, it's about basic services for this community. You know, I keep telling everybody, you know, we're the capital city of the state of New Mexico. Do we look like one? Nope. Do we act like one? Nope. Under my leadership, Santa Fe is going to start looking and acting like one. We're going to have clean medians, drivable streets. You're not going to have this 5 days out of the year pothole palooza. You know, we're going to be maintaining streets, you know, 24/7, 365. You know, to me, that's what it is. You know, you have to be proactive, not reactive. And that's what I bring to the table. And that's what my administration will bring to the city of Santa Fe and to the citizens here as well.
I love that. I so appreciate the commitment to helping our city be the capital that it is. Looking at the graffiti that was on the remnants of the obelisk for almost 5 years made no sense to me. Like, yes, there's the controversy around it, but I'm sure we could all agree that graffiti in, you know, a historic monument in an international destination would be wise to come down. It's crazy that it didn't.
Yeah, well, again, that's you know, this administration, you know, they have their priorities, and upkeep of the city just hasn't been one of them.
It really hasn't, which makes me wonder, what are their priorities and who are they serving? Because it doesn't seem like this administration has been serving the people of Santa Fe. Do you have any inside information on that?
I don't have any inside information, but you know, you can see, I mean, you know, the citizens have not been taken care of. You know, the city has not been taken care of. You know, in my opinion, you know, this administration just has other ideas on their mind that they would rather not be doing. And, you know, to me, that's what a mayor and a city council is supposed to do. You know, take care of the city that you represent. That's what I did when I was on the council, and I'll continue to do that as mayor.
I appreciate that. So what are some of the priorities of your administration? Like, what policies will you be prioritizing when you step into office?
Well, first thing we're going to do day one is we're going to go do a forensic audit. We have to do a forensic audit of the entire city. We need to know what's working, what's not working. And this goes for every single department. You know, that probably might take 3 months, I'm hoping. Once we get that data back, you know, we'll be able to determine, you know, what we need to do to make each department, you know, work better. And we're going to be also talking to the employees. One thing I tell everybody is, you know, you need to go out there and talk to the men and women that are doing the job. You need to find out what they're lacking. Is it training? Is it equipment? You know, so we're going to be doing that as well, because we want to find out from our employees, you know, why things aren't working, why things are working. You know, you're there all the time, so you know what's working. So once we do that, like I said, you know, what I want to do though is I want to get rid of a lot of this top heavy administration. We have a lot of people in the city making a lot of money, and in my opinion, I don't think they're doing their job. And what I would like to do is be able to funnel all that money down so that we hire people. Those are the issues I keep hearing from. You know, you even hear it on the campaign trail. The city can't do a lot of things because they don't have people to do the jobs. Well, why is that? I mean, if you're the mayor, if you're, you know, creating a budget at the beginning of the year, you should be, you know, putting in the budget to hire people. That's what I do not understand is happening. So, you know, that is going to be one of the priorities of my administration, is to, when we come up with a budget, is make sure that we are hiring the right people and hiring enough people for each department. You know, there's a lot of jobs here also that I want to bring back, like, for instance, in the parking garages. I want to bring people back into the parking garages where there's a body in the toll booth, so that, you know, you can, if you pay cash, if you pay card, if such an issue happens. You know, we were at the Lenzic one time, and one evening, and guess what? The gates weren't working. No matter what anybody did, they put their ticket in, it wouldn't work. It took about maybe a half an hour for somebody to finally get there from the city to let us out. Now, if we had somebody there manning the booth, this probably wouldn't have been an issue. So these are things. But again, to parks as well, you know, right now you see a lot of this outsourcing, cleaning the streets, medians. You know, that's the priority of the city. So I definitely want to make sure that we're hiring more bodies in there, especially at the parks, to clean the streets and all that. And again, too, it also going to be at our police department. You know, our city of Santa Fe is growing. There is going to be need for more police here in the city. So we have to come up with a way that we're recruiting officers, and hopefully that they live here. You know, that's always been our biggest issue, is making sure that our officers live here. But again, too, we can't mandate that, you know, but I would like to see more officers living here in Santa Fe. I'd like to see more police cars, you know, in driveways here in Santa Fe. A lot of people always tell me, you know, Ron, there's a lot of police cars in Rio Rancho, Albuquerque, and I understand that, there is a policy where we do allow our police officers, if they live within a radius, to take their vehicles home. I'm just hoping, we can, put that trend that we bring them back here to Santa Fe. But again, too, is that has to also deal with our schools as well. That's an issue that we have here, is, are our schools, up to par as well? That's why a lot of people move to, Albuquerque, Rio Rancho. So these are things I definitely, I want to have dialogue with the schools so that we're able to, discuss and talk about, how can we as a city, be better partners with you? I think that's what's happening now too, is we're not talking to each other. One of the biggest thing of my whole campaign is collaboration. I want to have quarterly meetings with the county, the schools, state, and the federal government. I think we all need to be on the same page so that, first of all, we're not duplicating, issues, but that, we come to the table, we talk about it, and who knows, being that we all get capital outlay from the state, maybe there be a huge project that we all could collaborate on that benefits everybody, county, city, schools, and state.
I appreciate that. I had an and my girlfriend and I had an incident with a homeless man by Frenchie's Field in the spring. And when the police came, they said that 90% of their calls these days are around homelessness. And I posted something about it on Facebook in one of the Santa Fe communities, and they took it down. And they said, this is too controversial. We don't want people knowing about it. So what is your take on homelessness and crime and drug use, which seems to be completely out of control here?
Well, that's the unfortunate thing. It was me and Councillor Ortiz that purchased Pete's Place back when, because there's a need. There was a need that we needed to do, so we purchased it. We allocated funding to renovate it and all that. So unfortunately, the homelessness has gotten out of control here in Santa Fe. It's not just on Sirius Road; it's everywhere within the city. There is talk right now that of creating a one-stop, housing and facility. Again, too, that comes with collaboration. The city of Santa Fe can't do it on our own. We need to talk to the county, to the state. If and when, Pete's Place does move, where is it going to move? Where will it be, have the less, how can I say, detrimental effect on neighborhoods, schools, businesses? So these are things that I think coming to the table, bringing the experts in, and bringing the county, the schools, all the stakeholders in, we can come up with a place where it can be best managed and where it doesn't have any, again, effect on neighborhoods, schools, or businesses. Because that's what's happened here in Santa Fe right now. It's, being that it's on Cirios Road, it has that effect. You look at Sonic right there by it. Sonic's closed. Again, too, unfortunately, some things have happened there. And that's not just saying it's the homelessness, but a lot of these businesses around the Cirios corridor have, taken a hit from the homelessness. People will not go to some of these businesses because sometimes they're afraid. I'm compassionate to the homelessness. I'm not, going to just say, the heck with them. No, we as a city, we do have we do need to keep compassion. We need to find out how we can better work. They're doing that El Camino. I can't think of the new organization that's doing that right now that took over from the other original. So again, too, that is in effect for the next, I think, 4 years. But I think, we have a review after a few months. So, if I am elected mayor, these are things we are definitely, I'd like to see benchmarks placed on a lot of these. I want to see, make sure that, they're meeting these benchmarks, before they get funding. When you see at $1.7 million giving to an organization, well, I want to see I want to see stuff, getting done before I just hand out that money. So I think, benchmarks are one of the things I would like to, if I can go back and relook at this contract, is making sure that those benchmarks are in place, so that, like I said, so we as a city are good stewards of funding. So those things, again, too, as we talked about policing, I do want to see policing citywide. I think a lot of people, that's what, they don't see their police officers here, there. Our police officers are out there, I know they are. But again, too, I think, once we relook at, the shifts and all that, like I said, we've got to rethink the way we look at government. You know, I want to go in there, you know, it's going to be a revamp of what's happening now, because a lot of these places, it's not working. But again, too, is, you know, talking with the police, seeing, you know, what they need, that's top priority as well. You know, to me, public safety is the most important thing that a city can give to its residents. Because if you don't feel safe in your city, then you don't feel, you know, why would you even want to go out, venture out of your house? So these are the things where, you know, top priority is going to be public safety, but ensuring that all parts of the city are taken care of, not just District 1, you know, the tourism destination. You have to look at 2, 3, and 4 as well, you know. And again, too, you know, by looking at data, finding out where crimes are happening, what types of crimes are happening, and how we better, you know, facilitate so that we can have police officers there and that they get there in a timely manner. You know, these are the things that I've heard from a lot of people. I call for a police officer and they don't show up for a long time. Well, you know, I know our police officers are stretched, you know, tight, you know, so these are the things. This is what the forensic audit will bring out so that we better serve the community.
I appreciate that. You know, I've been looking kind of under the hood at Santa Fe to figure out how all this is happening. So you have, you know, George Soros's Open Society Foundation. He's the one who's funding our drug policy here, where we have all these posters that feature two fentanyl pills that say, don't take fentanyl alone, be sure to have a friend, you know, and then you have him and the Pritzker's Libre Foundation who are doing criminal justice reform. So these criminals are being arrested and then immediately released and sent back. So what are we gonna do about this like philanthrocapitalism money that is pushing policy because they're giving so much money under the auspices of charity when clearly it's anything but?
No, you know, with that, that's an unfortunate thing. I mean, of course, the drug is gotten out of control here as well. You know, I think every family has been affected somehow by fentanyl drugs. You know, it's an unfortunate thing here. Again, too, is we've got to bring everybody to the table. We actually have to have these discussions. You know, where is all this coming from? How is it affecting our people here in Santa Fe? How is it affecting our kids? You know, that's important there. Is that, you know, you don't want these kids to, you know, start off, you know, at such a young age on this stuff. And then, you know, you see how it destroys families. So, you know, these are the things that, like I said, I want to have those discussions. I want to bring the stakeholders. I want to bring the experts to the table. How do we fight this? How do we, you know, and unfortunately, like you just mentioned about the revolving door, you know, this comes from, this is at the legislature. You know, I definitely want to, you know, go talk to the legislature and ask them, you know, how do we strengthen these laws? How do we toughen up these laws? Because, you know, if we're just letting people in and out, you know, and again, too, we got to find a way, how do we help them as well? You know, we want them to be, good people here in Santa Fe, in the state, where be it, we want them to be productive, you know, citizens. How do we get them back onto that path? But again, too, you know, I definitely want to go, and I have those relationships with our state legislatures as to, you know, how can we tighten these laws so that we don't have, you know, repeat offenders getting out after just, you know, one day, and then, you know, drugs are back on the street again. I mean, that's a huge thing here in this city, and, you know, not only the city, but the state. So like, again, you know, I always tell people, you know, if you want to talk to somebody, you know, your city councilors, your mayor, but it's time when you're talking about laws like that, it comes from the state legislature. You know, you need to have those discussions with our state legislature. And yes, like I said, you know, I will be having those quarterly meetings, you know, with our legislature as to, you know, issues that pertain to the city.
Mm-hmm. I'm very happy to know that. One thing that I noticed, and I know you mentioned like hiring more people, but it used to be I would call City Hall and a person answers the phone. Now I call City Hall, no person answers the phone. They say it could take up to 5 days for anyone to get back to me. I've called, you know, multiple city councilors, no one ever gets back to me. So it's like, I thought these people were supposed to represent the people who put them in office, but it seems like they're all in these kind of glass castles where they don't want to be bothered by the plebs. So do you see in your administration a way for us to be able to engage with our leaders again?
Yes, most definitely. You know, I've had the same trouble when I call over their city hall. you know, 4 or 5 days, that's unacceptable. You know, totally. you should be able to, you know, within 24 hours. And the thing about it is, you know, when I've gone there, they have all these people working in constituent services. That's what I understand is why somebody can't pick up a phone. The forensic, you know, I'm going to be going back to this forensic audit. You know, this audit is going to let me know what's working, what's not working, who's working and who's not working. You know, that's why I want, you know, people to understand, you know, that is what a forensic audit does. It's going to come, it's going to bring all these issues, you know, to the forefront for my administration so that we know, you know, what we need to fix. And customer service has always been one of the issues, you know, that I've heard from many people is that, you know, Ron, it takes forever for me to do this. It takes forever for me to get a permit. You know, why does it take, you know, this long for a permit when it's a real simple? Again, too, when you look at it, you know, revamping the whole culture of the city, hiring the right people, hiring more people to do the jobs and ensuring that they have the proper training. You know, that is one of the things that my administration will be doing. So I can tell people, yes, the Trujillo administration is going to be very proactive in ensuring we have people working and customer service is going to be up there at the top as well. You know, I've heard it from too many people. Customer service is not good at the city of Santa Fe. I want to bring that customer service back to, you know, where people are, you know, are valued and you know, when constituents call, they know that at least they have an answer to what's going on. And they, you know, that constituent service will get back to them within a 24 hour, because it should not take 5 days, you know, for somebody to come back with at least an answer or at least an email, you know, letting the person know that, hey, we have your request. We have your issue. This is who we're sending it to. You know, we will be contacting you or somebody will be contacting you, you know, so that you get, you get your problem, you know, resolved, or at least you know that it is being looked into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate that. I've made, as a journalist, several Freedom of Information Act requests of this administration, of this county clerk, for some things that look a little suspicious around some donations that went to Weber and whatnot. My every Freedom of Information Act request has been denied. So one thing that I'm noticing is there are a lot of people within the current administration who seem to be running cover for a lot of the corruption. So let's say, I know you're going to be elected. I know you're going to be our next mayor. But then let's say we still have, you know, a version of the city council we have now of people who might have different allegiances than to the actual people here, or, you know, say there's still remnants. How is that going to work? Because it just seems like not everyone working for Santa Fe city government really cares about us.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing that I can guarantee you. I've been a very transparent person my whole life. I'll continue that. And that's one thing that, you know, I will strive to work with, you know, my city councilors, those that are in there now, those that get elected. You know, I tell everybody it's teamwork. And you know, the whole city council and the mayor act as one team. We're not going to agree on everything. You know, that's typical of any governing body. But the thing is about respect. You're an elected official. You know, you were elected by your constituents. You know, those are your bosses, pretty much. You know, they elected you, and you made that when you took that oath that you would represent them for the next 4 years. So that's the thing that they have to understand is, you know what, you have to get back to your constituents. You have to, you know, answer them, you know, and sometimes it's, you know, those are tough questions, but it's something that you decided to run for city council, you know, mayor, you know, that's the, you know, it is tough. You know, you got to answer sometimes the tough questions and you have to be accountable. And that's one thing, I was always accountable and I was always transparent in all actions that I did, you know, as a city councilor. You know, I'm going to continue that as a mayor. But again, too, is I want to, like I said, create a collaboration, a teamwork between our city council and our my administration. You know, I want our councilors to succeed. So I'm going to give them every tool they need, you know, that they need to work with, that, you know, if they don't have certain things, I will make sure that they have that, because I want them to be responsive to their constituents, because their constituents, you know, are my constituents as well as mayor. You know, again, too, we just have to be more responsive, we just got to be on the ball when it comes down to what we're doing and who we're doing it for, because, you know, this is about the citizens that live here. You know, we have to be, you know, expensive, responsive to them and make sure that their needs are being taken care of. Even if it's the most minute thing, you know, just making sure there's dirt, there's trash on their street. You know, if there is, we need to be proactive and we need to go out there, not 2 weeks, a week later. If we can do it that day, we just send somebody out there and do it. That's the whole thing. I want to create like these little hot shots, like we're calling them, is, you know, where, you know, in parks and around the city, where if we do get a complaint that there's something, boom, we can just send these guys out there. They can get it done that day, you know, so people aren't having to look at, you know, stuff over the next week or 2 weeks. So these are the things that, again, it's about revamping City Hall, you know, and just finding better ways that this city can better utilize its employees to make a bigger impact in the community.
Awesome. So I know, and I know you know, there's been a lot of controversy about the Soldiers Monument. And what I've observed as an outsider, not from here, is it seems to have really divided the city. And when I've talked to people about, well, we know every tyrannical authoritarian government since the beginning of time starts off by removing statues, by removing rituals like the Entrada. And this to me seems extremely dangerous. And I've noticed this kind of false dichotomy where people think to honor Hispanic culture means to denigrate indigenous culture. Is this like a new kind of virus that's been dropped into Santa Fe culture, or has that sort of conflict been there in like 20th, 21st century?
Well, you know, it's amazing because, you know, here we're over, you know, Santa Fe, we've been here over 400 years. We must be doing something right if we've been here this many years. It just seems over these last few years there's been all this controversy, and it's unfortunate. You know, you have this culture, we have to be, everything has to be politically correct, politically, you know, and that's an unfortunate thing, because when you look at Santa Fe, you know, we are so historical. You know, a lot of people, that's why they come to Santa Fe. They want to see our history. They know that we know how we've been able to preserve our history, and you know, and our cultures and our traditions. Unfortunately, with the Soldiers Monument, you know, again, I truthfully understand, you know, there was derogatory, you know, language on the Soldiers Monument, that needed to be removed. The unfortunate thing is this administration, this mayor, only met with one group. Had you brought all the stakeholders to the table, had those discussions, I truly believe that the Soldiers Monument and the Vargas would still be in their where they were. The Vargas in Cathedral Park and the Aldus would not be toppled. That is the whole thing. You know, I've already made it clear. We will rebuild it because it's already, you know, said, you know, we're going to rebuild it. But again, too, I am going to bring our Native American, our Hispanic, our Anglo, and all the cultures that now call Santa Fe home, you know, to the table. Because in order for us to rebuild it, I have an idea of rebuilding all four sides. But what I'd like to do is, like I said, I'd like to bring one side, you know, the Native American brothers and sisters. What do we put in the cracks? Because I want to fill those cracks. That's now part of our history. So the cracks will show, but you know, it could be turquoise, it could be Macasia pottery, I don't know. You know, on the second side, Hispanic, you know, our building block is adobe. Again, let's have that discussion. On the third side with the Anglo, it could be steel, it could be wood, I don't know. But you know, we've got to start. And then on the fourth side, being that Santa Fe is so, you know, culturally diverse with all our cultures we live here, I'd like to talk to all the new cultures that call Santa Fe home. And how do we put a little bit of their building block into those little cracks all the way up? And we leave it blank at the top for the future. But again, too, it's like, you know, I will not deny Santa Fe's history. The Soldiers Monument was erected back then to those Union soldiers, you know, who fought during the Civil War. Again, too, you know, my father's a veteran. I'm very proud of that. I'm proud of all of our veterans, and I, you know, and I thank them for what they do, because without our veterans, guess what? We wouldn't, you know, we wouldn't have the rights that we have right now. You know, you look at what the United States is. You know, we're a state where, you know, we can act freely to speak our mind, and these are the things. But again, too, I want to have that respect as well for all the cultures that call Santa Fe, if we just sit down, talk to everybody, but actually talk. I know it's going to be tough dialogue, stuff people may not want to hear. But again, you know, New Mexico's history, especially Santa Fe too, is, you know, it's very complex. And but you can't deny it. You know, I think everybody knows I portrayed the Vargas during the 1994 fiesta, something that I'm very proud of. But again, too, I will not deny Santa Fe's history. And I think, you know, if we bring, you know, the Pueblos, you know, to the table, the Caballeros de Vargas, La Unión Protectiva, you know, everybody, you know, every, you know, everybody that has a stake, you know, this Duque Pueblo, all everybody, I think we can come to a compromise. And I think, you know, collaboration will be able to rebuild it. And, you know, who says we can't rededicate it as well to all the cultures that live here in Santa Fe?
Absolutely. You know, I didn't understand, because I've been unpacking this, and I recognize the word savages, A, offensive, B, meant something very different back when that statue was installed, yes. But also the fact that that word hasn't been there since the 70s. And when you look at the people who took it down, I don't think any of them were born when that, you know, were alive when that word was there. And then talking, you know, to the mayor and saying that it represents genocide, it just seems like there's a severe ignorance of the history. And exactly, yet to see this administration defer to the ignorance just mm-hmm. doesn't make any sense.
And the majority of people that were there too, that pulled down the soldiers' monument, aren't even from here.
Right.
You know, that's the unfortunate thing is, you know, they did that restorative justice, which was just a slap on the wrist. And, you know, and it's an unfortunate thing, you know, to see that. I mean, I still see videos of it when it got toppled. It's sad. It was a sad day here in the city of Santa Fe when that happened. And, you know, I just want to I'm hopefully that I am the mayor that can heal these wounds. And that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to be able to, you know, bring everyone, like I said, bring people to the table. Let's have those discussions. You know, we've lived here 400 years, you know, in harmony. I think we can live another 400 years in harmony as well. But there are some issues that we do need to talk about. And that's one thing I am willing to do as mayor, as you know, is have those tough discussions and that we do get solutions and, you know, not drag this on another, you know, 4 or 5 years as it's been doing right now, because that's all this administration has done. Chart was a farce. It was a waste of money. You got nothing accomplished. So, you know, these are things I'm done with studies. I'm done with, you know, there's a court order that the city has to rebuild it. We just got to come to find out how. But again, too, is I'm going to bring people to the table. You know, we're not just going to go out there and, you know, rebuild it, boom. You know, but we will rebuild it, but we will have that dialogue with the stakeholders. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know that the Three Sisters receive like millions and millions of dollars in grants from these justice philanthropy groups, and that Mayor Weber contributes to the groups who fund Three Sisters.
Did not know that he contributed. I do know that they do have funding. I know that, but I did not know that Mayor Weber is contributing to them.
Yeah, he contributes to School for Advanced Research and Santa Fe Community Foundation, both of whom fund Three Sisters, which I'm definitely curious about the ethics and legalities of that.
Mm-hmm. That is definitely something that you'd have to look at, because yeah. I mean, you know, this is the organization he met with, you know, and this was the organization that technically, you know, organized the people to knock down the soldiers' monument.
Yeah. The one thing that I've seen, unfortunately, that has been successful through this social justice push is this contrived division. Do you have any solutions in place to bring us back together as a singular community of Santa Feans?
Well, that's that again, I think that's where we have the collaboration, when we have the discussion on, you know, what we're going to do with the obelisk. But again, too, is, you know, this is affecting all the cultures. You see what's happening with fiestas as well.
You know,
there's I think there's a movement sometimes, you know, that people don't want to see fiestas anymore. And that's a sad thing. I mean, you know, here it's, you know, this cell, this that we have here, the fiestas, is, you know, the longest standing, you know, in the United States. And over the years, I've seen how, you know, you have less people participating. You know, you have less men and women running for the roles of the Vargas, of the Fiesta Queen. Again, too, you know, these are the things that I want to have discussion with the community. You know, what is happening here in this community? How can we come together as all Santa Vecinos? And again, too, it's just respect. Respect for all cultures. Doesn't matter what culture you are, but respect for all cultures and how we grow it back. You know, this was the time when, you know, Santa Vecinos would see each other that they haven't seen in over a year. And I've just seen over the, you know, last few years, fiestas get smaller and smaller. These are the things I, you know, I want to understand, you know, what's happening. How can we work with the Santa Fe Fiesta Council? How can we work with the Caballeros de Vargas, La Unión Proactiva, you know, to ensure that, you know, the fiestas, you know, continues going for another, you know, I think this was the 313th, you know, I'd like to see it going for another 313 years, because it's important to this community.
I think it's important. I agree. I also think it's important to this country. You know, the fact that this is the longest running tradition here, I feel like it's bigger than just Santa Fe or New Mexico. You know, which is part of what inspires me is to do what I can to support, you know, the restoration.
Yes.
Did you like it just feels like there's this weird like forced division that has infected the minds of the young people. And so yes, I see that there are things we could do as far as, you know, bringing in different rituals or whatnot. From my perspective, it's like, no, we don't take anything away, but if other things need to be added, if other cultures are feeling like they want their traditions, whatnot. I mean, obviously that'll be a conversation, but it feels like on a fundamental level, like young people have been indoctrinated into this divide. Like, I don't know what your experience is. I'm curious, but it feels like there's a pretty definite anti-Hispanic sentiment running through this city.
Yeah, well, you know what? And the unfortunate thing is, I mean, you know, you look at our young people, I mean, and you know, my generation was the last that didn't have computers and that had computers.
Right.
You know, so that's the whole thing is, I mean, our young people now have grown up with social media. You know, social media is, you know, it's a huge driving force, you know, in the world, you know, and here in Santa Fe. I mean, you know, that's how we're getting out our message to, you know, on social media for the election. I mean, look at the things we're doing right now. We're having a Zoom cast. You know, to think 30 years ago this wouldn't even be considered. You know, the technology has changed over the years. But again, too, is I think, you know, with all the stuff out on the internet, the different multimedias, the different how can I say it, just the different things that kids can look at as to and what's put out there. You know, some is great, some is wonderful, but again, too, some is very hateful, you know, towards cultures, you know, and you know, you just have that some people in this world just feel the need to, you know, to be cruel to whatever culture it is, just because you disagree on certain issues. And that's not what Santa Fe is about. Like I said, you know, we are such a multi-diverse, you know, community with so many cultures that call Santa Fe home. You know, it's not, like I said, it's not just, you know, Native American, you know, Spanish, you know, and Anglo. It's a cultural diversity that we have in this community, which is unique to most cities, that they don't have that. You know, that's to me what makes Santa Fe so special. But again, too, is, you know, again, I don't want to say I blame social media, but like I said, the internet has had a huge impact in this world. And you know, the outlets now that you know people can go to, you know, the websites, you know, it's just unfortunate. You just see all this spill of hatred throughout this community, and that's not, like I said, that's not what Santa Fe is about. You know, that we, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, people are treated well here in Santa Fe and they're valued here in this city, all over the, you know, New Mexico, all over the United States, all over the world, you know, but again, too, is, you know, I just want to be able to, you know, say that, hey, you know what, you come to Santa Fe as the mayor of Santa Fe, you're welcome here, no matter who you are. You know, that's what makes Santa Fe such a beautiful city and town, because, you know, we are that city that we embrace everybody that comes here.
Yeah. Are you getting a fair shake in the local media? Are they doing a good job in covering your campaign and giving you opportunities to participate along with the other?
Yeah. I think they are. I mean, you know, we've all been given, the New Mexican has been doing this one with the question and answer, which I think is really neat. You know, it's they give us like maybe 10, 15 questions, 100 to 150 words. And we're all, you know, giving our spill on each question. You know, one was dealing with homelessness, one was dealing with kids, one was dealing with public safety. So that's been good. So we've all been able to give our opinion on, you know, what we would do as mayor, how we would do it. So as from that aspect, yes, I think we're all getting a fair shake. We've all been going to the same forums.
Okay.
You know, they're not debates, they're forums. So there's not really, you know, debating back and forth, you know, with any single person. It's just, you know, the question, you know, what is your vision for the city, public safety, you know, so be it, the issues that pertain to the city. I feel I've been more than, you know, equally treated.
Good. What about housing? I know that this administration brought in some housing group from California, where they have like a ridiculous homeless problem, to deal with our homeless problem. I know renters are feeling like a constant low to high grade anxiety because landlords have the upper hand, they're hiking rents, there's shortage of rentals. What are some solutions you're feeling into for our housing situation?
Well, you know, here we've been talking for years, you know, about affordable housing. Mm-hmm. But all I see are apartments being built in this community. I have not seen, you know, where are the affordable houses? You know, when I was on the council, we had purchased the Northwest Quadrant, which is right along there on 599. And as soon as I got off the council, it just seems like that project just nothing ever became of it. Mm-hmm. Then I started hearing that the council, that this administration started selling off pieces of that property, you know, again, too, with the forensic audit, I'm going to find out what parcels of land are still in that Northwest Quadrant, and I definitely will work with people to build affordable houses, because, you know, that's the promise we had made when we purchased it. You know, so, and again, too, is, you know, I want to step back a little bit, you know, work with the councils to say, you know what, are we actually building the right thing with all these apartments? Because, you know, how affordable are they for people to rent? You know, I've been hearing from a lot of people that a lot of the apartments aren't being built for, you know, people from here in Santa Fe. You know, I've heard, you know, that people are from Los Alamos who are now working here in Santa Fe. These are the people who are living there. And, you know, if you work for Los Alamos, you know, you make a pretty good salary, you know? So again, too, is, you know, you can afford, you know, the higher rent. You know, these are the things I want to, you know, ensure that, you know, those of us, you know, that, you know, our call Santa Fe home, our 24/7, you know, even if we can't get into that home, you know, is the rental rates fair, you know, so that, you know, they stay here in Santa Fe instead of going to, you know, other cities like Española, Rio Rancho. So those are the definitely things that, again, too, bringing everybody to the table, having those discussions on how we, you know, better utilize, you know, funding, you know, and leveraging funding, you know, be it city, county, state, federal funding, you know, to build affordable houses and truly make an effort to put people in those houses that are, you know, from here, that want to stay here, that want to, you know, make Santa Fe their home. You know, my son right now lives in Albuquerque. I'd love to have him live here in Santa Fe, but again, too, you know, he found a house in Albuquerque that was much cheaper to purchase than he bought here in Santa Fe. And you looked, like I said, you know, Rio Rancho, you know, those are the whole things. But again, too, schools, location, these are the things. And, you know, trying to bring businesses here in this community too that will be paying high wages. You know, those are the things you look at here in Santa Fe. You know, mainly Santa Fe is more state government, you know, schools, city government, We really don't have, these high-tech businesses. We have a few, but again, too, how do we lure those businesses to come here to Santa Fe? Where would we build facilities, within the city? How can we utilize vacant buildings, possibly, that we can put these facilities in, or be it in the county of Santa Fe? I mean, as long as we know that, they're hiring people from here in Santa Fe, for these jobs, that'll be a good thing. But again, too, is, you first got to make sure that, we have the infrastructure and that these businesses want to come here. How do we make Santa Fe, their top priority to build here and to set up shop here? So those are things I definitely want to, work with, with my administration, and like all, the different chamber of commerces, as to, let's see if we can lure some of these businesses here, not only, for wages, high wages, but also, I'd like to see some of these family friendly businesses come here as well. They say Santa Fe is not a kid friendly, family friendly city. I want to make sure that it is a kid friendly and a family friendly city, and again, too, that comes by, talking to these businesses. How can you come to my city, and set up shop here so that families have a place to go? I don't think we'll have maybe a Hinkle Fun Land, but there are other things, Dave and Buster's, things like that. How can we lure those companies here to the city?
Yeah, I appreciate the expansiveness of your perspective on this. I know that when Meow Wolf built their permanent spot here, that brought a lot of young people to Santa Fe who now we're seeing leaving because of the rental issue. And I know that, or even just the housing issue. I know that a lot of people here who have casitas or have like a triplex, they don't want to rent to people who live here. They want to Airbnb it because they can get four times as much.
Yeah.
But then the people who live here, they're just like, too bad, not my problem. It feels like there's kind of this greed monster that's gotten its grips on a lot of people here.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing is, we have the short-term rentals, again, too, it's about enforcing. And that's, again, too, that comes with the city where they haven't been able to, we don't have enough employees to do the enforcement. Again, too, that will be coming, with my administration, hiring those people so that we have enforcement, and re-looking at the short-term rental law as well. Do we have to expand it? Do we have to, take more, make less, short-term rentals? Again, too, we have to, this is always, how can I say, it's always evolving. And yeah. So it's good if, we're looking at it, truthfully, maybe every year, you can't just say, okay, it's been on the books for now 5 years. Well, within those, within 1 year, a lot could change. And if we need to do our diligence to, make sure that the law, it works and that it's, fulfilling, the needs that it needed, then maybe we have to bring it back to the council, on a yearly basis.
I appreciate that. And I do think in such a quickly shifting environment, that would be wise. I know we're coming up at the end of our time, Ron. I just want to ask, what are your superhero skills that make you the most qualified, exceptional person to be our next mayor?
Well, I think my experience, not only working with the New Mexico Department of Transportation, my time on the council, my coaching here, and say, I have stake in this community. I love this community. I was born here. I'm going to die here. So, and that's just it. I know city government. I know state government. I know government. That's the whole thing is, unfortunately, over these last 8 years, you've had someone in there that did not know government, doesn't understand it. I go in there day one. I don't need, any training. I go in there day one. I know what needs to be done. I have those relationships with our city employees. I have those relationships with our legislature, with our county. So I'm going to go in there day one. We're going to, like I said, we're going to revamp City Hall. We're going to make it work for the entire community. Yeah, we're going to make it work for Santa fans. And as I said many times, Santa Fe is going to start looking like a capital city, and we're going to start acting like a capital city, because the citizens that live here deserve that. I mean, why, if Albuquerque and Rio Rancho can do it, the city of Santa Fe can do it too. We should be setting the example for the entire state to follow. So that, you know, I think my commitment to this community over the last 56 years, you know, and just my love for this city and my knowledge of government makes me the best rounded, well-rounded person to go in there. And plus, like I said, my relationships, you know, I don't have to, you know, create relationships. I have those relationships, you know, and, you know, you're going to see a better place here in the city of Santa Fe under my administration. I promise that.
Oh, I love that. I'm so excited. So my last question, Ron, when you say Santa Fe will look and act and run like a capital city, break that down for me. What does that look like? What will be different?
Our government will work for the people. It'll be transparent. You're going to see a government that's, you know, proactive in the city, not reactive. So you're going to see a clean and beautiful city. So, you know, and like I said, you know, we don't look like a capital city. You know, you can go to other capital cities throughout the United States, you know, beautiful, you know, certain parts of our city are beautiful. I'm not going to deny that, but the entire city should be beautiful. You know, we should be, like I said, we should set the standard for the entire state of New Mexico. And like I said, you know, under my leadership, under my administration, Santa Fe, like I said, we are going to start looking and acting like a state capital, one that everybody that calls Santa Fe home will be proud of.
I love that, Ron. Thank you so much. Thank you for carving out the time to talk to me today. Thank you for running. Thank you for your service to our city. I'm so excited for you to win and to turn it all around.
I appreciate that. Thank you for your time. Thank you for what you do as well.